American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 4C. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 4C. Look at Figure 1. The words because, now that, and since are used in conditional sentences of cause and effect. They come before a clause. Look at the example. Listen to the first part of a sentence. Join it with the clause in your book and say the complete sentence. Listen. I was late. Say the new sentence. Repeat. I was late because my car wouldn't start. Now listen and then say the complete sentence. Listen.
Number one. John can buy the book. Repeat. John can buy the book now that he has some extra money. Number two. He wanted to become a pilot. Repeat. He wanted to become a pilot because he likes planes. Number three. He'll move into a larger apartment. Repeat. He'll move into a larger apartment now that he's been promoted.
Now listen to the second part of a sentence. First listen, then say the complete sentence. Remember, the clause you hear is the second part of the sentence.
Number four. We won't have to go to class. Repeat. Because it's a holiday, we won't have to go to class. Number five. She can't drive the car. Repeat. Since she doesn't have a license, she can't drive the car. Number six. He's going overseas. Repeat. Now that he's graduated, he's going overseas.
Look at Figure 2. The words provided that, providing that, and if are used to signal a conditional clause. Listen for a cue word or phrase. Put it between the two sentences and make a new sentence. Look at the example. Listen. If. Say the new sentence. Repeat. I'll lend him the money if he'll pay it back. Now read the sentences, listen to the cue, place it between the sentences, and say the new sentence.
Number one. Provided that. Repeat. You can leave now. Provided that you finish the work. Number two. If. Repeat. They'll arrive at 2 o'clock if they leave on time. Number three, providing that. Repeat, John can use the car, providing that he puts some gas in it first. Number 4. Provided. Repeat. The students will pass the test, provided they've studied. Number 5. Providing. Repeat. Dave will study in the lab, providing he can find the tapes.
Look at figure 3. These sentences show how auxiliary verbs are often reduced in conversational English. Look at the sentences and listen. Then repeat the sentences with the underlined words.
Number 1. John failed the test. He ought to study more. Repeat. He ought to study more. Number 2. Jane left early. She might have gone to the doctor. Repeat. She might have gone to the doctor. Number 3. The bell has already rung. We have to go. Repeat. We have to go. Number 4. Dave can't come. He has to work late. Repeat. He has to work late. Number 5. John had to go to class. Repeat. John had to go to class. Number 6. Sue's going to go to the movie, and I'm going to go too. Repeat. Sue's going to go to the movie, and I'm going to go too. Number 7. I could have typed this, but I didn't have time. Repeat. I could have typed this, but I didn't have time. Number 8. I should have gone with you. Repeat. I should have gone with you. Number 9. I used to live on First Street. Repeat. I used to live on First Street. Number 10. The train ought to be here soon. Repeat. The train ought to be here soon.
Look at figure 4. First, listen to the dialogues. Notice the sound of the underlined words. Then, listen to the question and answer it. Number 1. Listen.
I'm looking for Jane. Have you seen her?
No, I haven't. She might have gone to the library.
Listen and answer the question.
I'm looking for Jane. Have you seen her?
Repeat. No, I haven't. She might have gone to the library.
Number 2.
Are you leaving now?
No, I'm going to stay here until 4 o'clock.
Listen and answer the question.
Are you leaving now?
Repeat. No, I'm going to stay here until 4 o'clock.
Number 3.
What are you doing?
I'm writing a report. I have to finish it today.
Listen and answer the question.
What are you doing?
Repeat. I'm writing a report. I have to finish it today.
Number 4.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, it should have been here by now.
Listen and answer the question.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Repeat. Yes, it should have been here by now.
Number 5.
Did he pass the test?
No, he has to study harder.
Listen and answer the question.
Did he pass the test?
Repeat. No, he has to study harder.
Now look at figure 5. Listen to a sentence. Listen carefully. You will only hear the sentence one time. Select the sentence that is the same as the sentence you hear. Circle A, B, or C.
Number 1. John had to go home. Number 2. You ought to study in the library. Number 3. She might have taken a cab to the theater. Number 4. Is he going to go overseas? Number 5. I have to leave before the meeting ends. Number 6. He has to stay in the service for 2 more years.
Now check your answers.
Number 1 is letter B. Had to. Repeat. John had to go home. Number 2 is letter C. Ought to. Repeat. You ought to study in the library. Number 3 is letter B. Might have. Repeat. She might have taken a cab to the theater. Number 4 is letter A. Going to go. Repeat. Is he going to go overseas? Number 5 is letter A. Have to. Repeat. I have to leave before the meeting ends. Number 6 is letter C. Has to. Repeat. He has to stay in the service for 2 more years.
Look at figure 6. First, listen to the paragraph. Do not write.
Voltage is the pressure that makes electrons flow through an electrical circuit. Voltage may be produced by a generator at a power plant or by an electric battery. When a light or an electrical appliance is turned on, electrons are drawn from a generator or a power plant. When a light or appliance is turned off, electric pressure, or voltage, builds up at the switch, but the current is cut off.
Listen to the paragraph again and write the missing words.
Voltage is the pressure that makes electrons flow through an electrical circuit. Voltage may be produced by a generator at a power plant or by an electric battery. When a light or an electrical appliance is turned on, electrons are drawn from a generator or power plant. When a light or appliance is turned off, electric pressure or voltage builds up at the switch, but the current is cut off.
Check your answers.
Number 1 is by, B-Y. Number 2 is power, P-O-W-E-R. Number 3 is electric, E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C. Number 4 is or, O-R. Number 5 is turned, T-U-R-N-E-D. Number 6 is from, F-R-O-M. Number 7 is power, P-O-W-E-R.
Look at figure 7. Listen to a story and write the transitional words or phrases that you hear in the spaces provided in your book. You will only hear the story once. Listen carefully and write.
Warren had been assigned to give an oral report in his electronics class. In his report, he talked about conductors and insulators. First, he talked about conductors. He said that conductors are substances that allow electricity to flow through a circuit. Then he explained that metals such as silver, copper, gold, and aluminum are good conductors. Consequently, these metals are used in electric circuits to provide a path for the current. Next, Warren talked about insulators. He said that insulators are substances that provide strong resistance to the flow of electrical current. These substances are called insulators because they confine a current to a desired path. In other words, substances such as hard rubber, glass, wax, and certain kinds of plastics are good insulators. Finally, in his report, Warren held up a cord from an electrical appliance and showed that the copper wire or conductor was surrounded by a type of plastic or insulator. He ended his report by pointing out that the insulator confined the current to its path. All in all, Warren gave a good report.
Check your answers. There were 7 connectives in the story.
Number 1 was first, F-I-R-S-T. Number 2 was then, T-H-E-N. Number 3 was consequently, C-O-N-S-E-Q-U-E-N-T-L-Y. Number 4 was next, N-E-X-T. Number 5 was, in other words, in, I-N, other, O-T-H-E-R, words, W-O-R-D-S. Number 6 was finally, F-I-N-A-L-L-Y. Number 7 was all in all, A-L-L, in, all, A-L-L.
Now look at figure 8. This is a dictation exercise. You will hear a paragraph 3 times. The first time, just listen. The second time, write the paragraph. The third time, check what you have written. Now, listen to the paragraph. Don't write, just listen.
When a water faucet is turned on, water flows through the pipes. This movement is similar to an electric current flowing through wires. When a water faucet is turned off, water pressure remains, but water doesn't flow through the faucet. Likewise, when an electric switch is turned off, electrical force remains, but the current does not flow through the wires.
Now listen and write the paragraph.
When a water faucet is turned on, water flows through the pipes. This movement is similar to an electric current. Flowing through wires. When a water faucet is turned off, water pressure remains. But water doesn't flow through the faucet. Likewise, when an electric switch is turned off, electrical force remains, but the current does not flow through the wires.
Now check what you have written while you listen to the paragraph again.
When a water faucet is turned on, water flows through the pipes. This movement is similar to an electric current flowing through wires. When a water faucet is turned off, water pressure remains, but water doesn't flow through the faucet. Likewise, when an electric switch is turned off, electrical force remains, but the current does not flow through the wires.
Turn to the answer page to check your paragraph. This is the end of tape 4C, book 27.